Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session. We've got Dennis on the phone. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for emailing us. We're happy to take your case.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. If you can sway the jury over here, LBF, I will be surprised. So let's see how you do. So basically, in your email, you say you want a motorcycle badly.
Yes. Very much.
Okay.
Very much so, yes.
Well, let's hear about it. What's the problem?
Okay, well, here's the deal. Basically, I'm in my 50s, and, you know, this past year, I think we've all learned about seizing the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want is a motorcycle. I've always wanted one, and when I was young, I wanted one, and, you know, I never did get one. And then I did get married, and I had kids.
Okay.
Kids are grown, kids are gone, happily married, have a job, have the money,
mm-hmm.
like eight grand.
Okay.
Problem is my wife.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not about the money or the time.
Okay, so hang on a second, Dennis. So you're all in, but I'm just wondering, have you ever rode a motorcycle before? You've never owned one, but have you ever even drove one?
Yeah, I've ridden one of them. I mean, that's why I came to want one so bad is, you know, when I was younger, I got to ride one.
Mm-hmm.
This is my... Honestly, I don't remember if it was my neighbors, my uncles. I just remember I rode a motorcycle, and I just thought it was the greatest. And I loved it.
One with the wind.
Can I just say, I mean, it would seem to me like you never forget how to ride a bicycle, but motorcycles are different.
Are they?
You might have forgotten.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Well,
okay.
You just learn.
So what's your wife say? What's the problem with the wife?
It's beyond fear. She's deathly, I mean, just deathly afraid of me riding that bike.
Right.
Deathly. She says she thinks I'm going to get killed on it.
Okay.
And
That's a strong premonition.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, you know, but I disagree completely, but I want to respect her feelings. I just think she's being really, I think she's being irrational. So I'm calling you guys to see how can I change her mind? I need you guys mm-hmm. on my side to mm-hmm. help me get through to her that I'm not going to get killed on it. And I just want to change your mind.
No one ever leaves the house expecting to get hurt on a motorcycle. Like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to hit a patch of sand, and I'm going to go, I mean, I don't know.
Well, you can understand her fear, too, right? Dave came in and said he's going to buy a motorcycle. How would you feel about it?
I would feel not happy about it.
Okay.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah.
Because I'm afraid he's going to die. Exactly like your wife.
But she thinks he's going to die checking the mail. So, you know, don't.
Busy street they live on.
It is. Thank you, Brian.
Geez, so you're stuck on the motorcycle thing. That's it. We can't talk you into a nice muscle car, moped, something like that, where maybe, you know, you can have your, I hate to call it a, you know, Cialis moment, you know, and. Right off into the
You're
sunset.
You're obsessed with Cialis.
Well, I think that's
it's
midlife
a different
crisis.
Morning court. Yeah.
It's midlife crisis.
Yeah,
that's what Dennis
feeling.
Has.
Yeah, it's the feeling of being young and free.
Well, it's just getting to indulge yourself in something you've always wanted after the craziest year that's ever existed in our lifetime, really.
Yeah.
So I don't. Mm. Not everybody that rides a motorcycle gets killed on them. In fact, I don't know what the stats are.
Yeah.
Well, I have no fear of it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I think people need to do, our listeners need to do,
mm-hmm.
is either side with me
okay.
or convince us women, you
yeah.
know, the wife and maid, that a motorcycle is not a death trap.
Right.
Like how
for someone who really doesn't have a lot of experience
right.
who wants
like,
to just now
sell
I would
it to
suggest
me.
Well, Dennis, we get a lot of advice, but maybe you say, well, I'm going to take lessons. I'm going to approach this very seriously. And, you know, I think that's got to be part of it.
Promise no riding in the rain or at night or stuff like that.
Okay. Well, listen, stay tuned, Dennis. We'll start getting some phone calls. A big part of our audience are our motorcycle fans and riders. So they might be able to sway the jury slash your wife and maybe even LBF. Okay.
Maybe.
888-410-1057. It's Dennis's dream to be to ride, like you said, you know, down that highway.
Hogs and heifers.
Okay. Don't call her that. All right, Dennis, thank you for calling. Good luck. We'd love to hear what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Stay tuned, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, so his wife is just deathly afraid. She thinks it's just a midlife crisis. Don't go there.
I agree. She's
not interested. You agree. So let's see if we can help the guy out. He's earned it in his life. He's worked hard. I'm just going to play dangerous radio.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to take a caller, okay, and just see. Okay. Amanda, what do you say this morning?
I think Dennis should absolutely get the motorcycle. My parents took a divorce from my dad to get a motorcycle. My mom said no, and they got divorced, not because of the motorcycle, but he got divorced, and then he got a motorcycle, and my dad is happier than ever now.
Oh, wow. See,
so
that's why.
I think he should absolutely get a motorcycle. And plus, like, I mean, as long as he's careful, and like you said about the lessons and the courses, it's a lot safer than people think. But, of course, it's always a risk.
Thanks, Amanda.
But, all his kids are out of the house. Why not?
Why not? You know? See, the takeaway for me is just don't say no to your husband. Is that what you're saying, Amanda?
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Don't
she's
say
so
no.
young.
Don't say no to
the husband. Don't say no. I think she said it.
I am young, yes.
She is young.
I am. I'm not married, but I know, you know, takes two to tango.
Never say no. Never say no. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's all Dennis wants to do, the wind in his hair.
Yeah, okay. Right?
Right. The flies in his face.
Yeah.
And just be on his motorcycle. He's got the dream. He wants to live the dream. His wife says, no, you're not buying a motorcycle. It's dangerous, and I don't like it. So he's trying to just go through us to help him out, see if we can do that. Kurt, what do you say to Dennis this morning?
A couple things. First, I had a couple of motorcycles, and they are dangerous, but you have to drive a motorcycle like it's a school bus full of children. Mm-hmm. That's how you have to drive a motorcycle.
That sounds like
look
fun.
Up everything. You know?
you have an alternative to a motorcycle.
Yeah, but a boat.
A boat.
If you get a boat instead of a motorcycle, you'll never want to drive a motorcycle again.
I like how you think.
A boat.
Yeah, you know, I love a boat. I just sold my boat last year when we moved back to Boston.
And flex.
It's an old boat.
Yeah.
But what my only regret is I sold it before the pandemic. Now I could have sold it for twice as much. But, you know, win some, you lose some.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Kurt.
God.
All right. It's true. The price of boats are crazy. Flex, flex. Hey, Dave, what do you say to Dennis today? Hello,
Dave. How you doing, guys?
Good, Dave. What do you say?
So here's what I say to Dennis. Look, I'll give you my own experience. I had a bike when I was younger, drove it until I had children. Mm-hmm. Sold the bike, I had three kids, and it wasn't great to drive it because you're at risk. Mm-hmm. There's only two kinds of bikers, those that have crashed and those that will. Doesn't mean you die, but you can get hurt.
Yep.
Seems like everybody... I was going to say, Dave, seems like everybody I know who has owned a motorcycle, and correct me if I'm wrong, over the years, has dumped it at least once, or there's been some incident.
Yeah, I mean, if you ride, you will crash.
Yeah,
but you know what? Do you know anybody who owns a car that hasn't had an accident?
That's right. Yeah,
like a bender.
If you got a motor vehicle, you're at risk, right?
Yeah. See, that's why
you wear the right gear.
Yeah.
And you go through the right training, uh-huh, and you actually practice what you learned, you reduce the risk. You're never as safe as you are in a car.
Right. But you say
but
go for it, right?
I tell you what, when my kids got out of college, I talked to my wife. She goes, we could finally save more money because we're not paying tuition. And I said, not as much as you think.
Oh,
I went out and bought a Harley. And I said, look, we're going to do what we used to do. So now I'm 68, And my wife and I, over the last 10 years, we take annual trips cross country on the bikes.
That's
good. I have another friend of mine that does it with his wife. We have a great time.
That's nice.
But we're very careful and we wear the right gear. So
there you go.
All right, okay.
Go for it. Good call, Dave. Thank you. He's going to be glad to hear that. Right? He's going to be glad to hear that. Yeah, Dennis will be.
Yeah, his wife won't be.
Hold on, honey. All right, Nancy, what do you say to Dennis this morning?
Dennis, I used to spend a lot of time on the back of a bike years ago. It was a great experience. But unfortunately, if you don't have a lot of experience driving, this day and age with people that text all the time behind the wheel, people that are on illicit drugs, you have to be more cautious than ever. It's very, very dangerous. Yeah. I waitress, and somebody that came in that owned a bike for 30 years sold it 2 years ago and bought a Jeep because he said at least once every time he was out riding, somebody crossed the yellow line.
See, I'm actually using, I've scared my wife by saying I want a bike. But it was my mission, it is, to get like a 70s muscle car. So I'm using the bike to scare her.
That's a great idea.
And she's
idea.
Like, okay, just go get that old convertible. I don't care. As long as it's not a bike. As long as it's not a bike and it doesn't drip oil in the garage.
You are diabolical.
How about that for a move?
Yeah, that's pretty good, Bob. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
what
you,
kind
Nancy.
Of old car are you looking for?
Well, I said, you know, like in a 70s convertible. There's some fun, you know. Like
GTO,
an old
goat GTO.
Hey, if you know a goat, let me know. I'm all about the goat.
I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Nancy.
I'll be in touch.
How about that?
Boy, look at you, Bob.
My birthday's coming, Nancy.
Don't forget me. We want a car that screams midlife crisis.
Yes, and see Alice.
Yes.
We're going to go see Alice over there.
I don't know why you want your vehicles to scream see Alice.
Well, somebody has to. Anyway.
Wow.
Hey, you see Alice? Yeah. Anyway, no, I don't want to scream it. I didn't think you'd do that, Omar.
Okay.
7:55. 1057 WROR 80 some more. A lot of calls today for Dennis. I think he's doing okay in the sway the wife department. Mm-hmm. At least I hope he is, okay, because he wants a bike. He's put the kids through school and all that good stuff. Now it's Dennis time, okay? She says, no, I can't. I can't, you know. Think about you on a motorcycle.
No,
it scares her.
I'm still with her.
You're still with her. Ron, advice for Dennis today.
Buy a trike.
Go trike.
Compromise with the wife. Buy a trike.
It's harder to spill a trike, right? I mean, you can't.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it'd be very hard.
You got three wheels instead of two.
Right. Maybe that's it.
Well, a car has four wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have the freedom in a car as you do on a bike.
Yeah.
My dad has a trike. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. He's a macho guy, former shop teacher with all of his fingers. I mean, right? Safety.
Pressing his
Thanks, Ron. All right, Brett, what do you want to say to Kevin today? I mean, Brett. Dennis.
The best compromise is to get a convertible.
Yeah.
Yes.
I drove 80,000 miles on a bike in Los Angeles traffic, and when I wrecked, I was 50, and all my friends said, check the insurance rates on motorcycles when you hit 50.
Oh.
Your reaction time goes down.
Right.
And the other thing is, traffic has doubled since he was a kid and first went on a bike. I would never ride a motorcycle in Boston.
Okay. I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, that's...
I like the alternatives. Okay. I like a convertible, and I really like the idea of a boat. I mean, Dave started saying to me, I want to buy a boat, not a motorcycle, I would hand him the money.
You would? Okay.
I'd say, go ahead, sweetie. You buy what you need.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Bank of LBF is open.
Well, you know what BOAT stands for, don't you?
What?
No. Bust out another thousand, okay? Just keep that in mind.
With my father always said, you don't want a boat, you want a friend with a boat.
That's it. Hey, thanks, Brett. Yeah. You're our friend, okay? Well, that's solid advice there, okay. All right, morning court in session. We're going to give you a chance to win $500, though, coming up next.
WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning court's in session today at 8:25. We talked to Dennis a bit ago. So his deal is the kids are out. He's paid for college and he's got all that behind him. He wants to finally get that motorcycle that he's always wanted. Problem is, two of them. One, he's really never owned a motorcycle. So his wife is not comfortable at all with him just going to buy a bike. She wants no part of it and is pretty... is pretty insistent that he just don't do it. So he's trying to, you know, reach out and see what our listeners think about it. So we'll go to Jim. Jim, what advice do you have for Dennis today?
I'd tell him to do it. I mean, just like your first caller, she said that her parents got a divorce and then her father bought one. I was driving my son to work, and he said, "Dad, who does that sound like?" It's the best move I ever made. As soon as I got out of there, I went out and finally did it, and definitely worthwhile.
Wait a minute. You divorced your wife, too?
Well, yeah, for other reasons, but not because of the motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Lose the wife, get a motorcycle.
No, but now she keeps asking me, when does she get to go for a ride?
Oh, okay. All of a sudden.
All right. That's fun. Yeah, Amanda called, and her dad, like you said, was, you know, much happier after he left his wife.
And got on a motorcycle.
Got on a bike, and he's very happy. The moral of the story from Amanda was never say no to your husband. And I think that's what I heard. Thanks, Jim. All right, Dave, what do you have for advice for Dennis today?
Well, I absolutely think he should get the bike because not only will it make him the happiest guy in the world, you know how many people die every year waiting for organs?
Oh my God.
Dave, are you a cop?
I am.
Okay.
You know, that's what my father said. He always said, buy your son a motorcycle for his last birthday.
Oh my God.
And I was
Do you know what I've heard cops and doctors call motorcycles?
What?
I mean, I wonder if, Dave, if
organ donation machines?
Yeah. They call them donor cycles.
It's just so dangerous. That's all. We're saying. We're not saying we don't want you to live your dreams. We're saying we want you to live. Dream something else.
Yeah. But Dave, as a police officer, wouldn't you say that most of the people who get in trouble are probably either speeding or on you know, these fast pocket rocket bikes? He just wants to cruise on his Harley.
I would say, you know, what I told my daughter when she went for a regular license, mm-hmm. you got to watch out for the other guy most of all. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
You should tell your daughter that all across the board. Yeah.
There you go, Dave. Free advice. Yeah. Thank you. Ed, he's on the thin blue line, so thank you, Dave, for doing what you do. We appreciate you guys, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day, guys.
Sincerely. Bye. All right, Tom, Tom, you just got a bike last year, it says here.
Yeah, I am a kindergarten special education teacher, mm-hmm. and there is nothing more socially distant than riding a motorcycle.
Well, that is true. That is true. So if you want to be alone, get on a bike.
Exactly.
So how's it going your first year? Did you take lessons? Or?
So I took a course called Training Wheels with a buddy of mine that used to teach in school, and absolutely sign up for a course. They will teach you everything you need to know. They will help you get the permit, help you get your license. They're amazing.
Yeah. Look at that.
All right. Well, be safe out there.
Yeah.
All right. Did you take your motorcycle today to work?
No, not today. It's a little rainy.
Yes, okay, good. Smart. Good. Excellent.
Kills me when I see
Thank
guys
you.
In the rain. Good call, Tom.
Tomorrow looks like a good day to go to school on the bike.
All right, we'll be careful.
Who's the coolest teacher at his school?
I guess.
I mean, come on, rolling in on a bike.
I feel like I'm literally like his mom right now. I'm like, do you really want to do that?
You need to stop, okay? Hey, Tom, thanks for calling. I'm sure Dennis would be very happy to hear that. That's good.
Go get it, Dennis.
Look at that. There it is. Go get it, Dennis. So Lily's on the phone. Let's take Lily's call. What do you say?
I think that his wife should let him get the motorcycle. Because my husband has had motorcycles his whole life, practically, but he has taken all of the safety courses. I trust him more on a motorcycle than I do anybody in a car.
All right, Lily, let me ask you this. Would you get on the back of the motorcycle with him after he's had his training?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on his motorcycle many times.
Okay, well, look at that. That's all he wants. He wants you wrapped around him.
All right, Bob. Why are you making it weird?
No, that's how you run.
No, I understand. I don't need a picture painted in my head with the wrapping.
Wrapped around you, pressed against you.
Oh, my God.
Wind in the air. Right, Lily?
It's all about knowing the road, knowing the other drivers.
You got to know your safety.
Taking the safety classes.
There you go. You're a good call, Lily. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Wait, hang on. So, what, that bothered you?
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
It's so gross.
It's not gross.
It's gross.
He wants his wife behind. How couples do that.
Okay, Bob.
Right? On the motorcycle.
Okay,
good.
You Yeah.
I think I sold
Mrs.
Dennis.
I think I can't wait to hear this podcast.
let's roll into the laundry room with our...
Should we?
Yeah.
Oh, we should. Guys.
What do you got?
I have some dirt on Bill Gates and one of the sort of rules of his marriage right off the bat. And it involved another woman and permission.
Okay, Dennis wants all he wants is a motorcycle. His wife to give him, you know, permission.
See yourself lucky.
What Bill Gates wanted from his wife, she would have thrown a motorcycle at, right? You know, okay.
Interesting.
So that's some good dirt. That is coming up next. It's 8:31. Thanks for all the calls today.
Yeah.
I think the takeaway, other than always say yes to your husband, is as long as he takes lessons, right, and is sensible.
Yeah, and as long as Bob doesn't describe motorcycle riding.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.